reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. The treasure we possess in earthen vessels to make it clear that its surpassing power comes from God, not from us. We are afflicted in every way possible, but we are not crushed. Full of doubts, we never despair. We are persecuted, but never abandoned. We are struck down, but never destroyed. Continually, we carry about in our bodies the dying of Jesus, so that in our bodies the life of Jesus also may be revealed. While we live, we are constantly being delivered to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our mortal flesh. Death is at work in us, but life in you. We have that spirit of faith of which the Scripture says, "Because I believed, I spoke out." We believe, and so we speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up along with Jesus and place both us and you in his presence. Indeed, everything is ordered to your benefit, so that the grace bestowed in abundance may bring greater glory to God, because they who give thanks are many. The word of the Lord. We talk about being earthen vessels, and it sounds kind of romantic, and we have that beautiful song from the St. Louis Jesuits, which also tends to romanticize it. I mean, it's very beautiful, but we can kind of lose touch sometimes with the tragedy of our weaknesses, but we're very often aware of our fears, doubts, worries, anger, pride. And these things are hardly romantic for us, are they? They're hardly things we naturally embrace. My commentary even says that some of this passage describes the trials of the gladiator. And sometimes we might feel like we're being torn apart by and even eaten by lions. The favorite theme of Paul, we get that famous passage about the thorn in his flesh, which he prays three times he might be delivered from. But he has answered me, "My grace is enough for you, for power is at full stretch in weakness. It is then about my weakness that I am happiest of all to boast, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And that is why I am glad of weaknesses, insults, constraints, persecutions, and distress for Christ's sake. For it is when I am weak and I am strong." So our weakness has a purpose. It's not that we just relish a weakness, but it has a purpose. A weakness enables us to hold this treasure, this power of God, as God's, not as our own. More specifically, this is the knowledge of God's glory, the glory of the face of Christ. That's immediately before today's passage. And because we hold the immensity of God's power within us, we might see that the faultiness of ourselves as earthen vessels is a gift. It's almost as if each of us is a unique work of art. You know, the value sometimes that comes with a specific default or supposed default. It might just be some unique supposed mistake of the maker, but actually intentional. And another thing gifted about our being earthen vessels is we're not disposable. We're not Tupperware vessels. We're not plastic disposable vessels. We're made of earth, the same thing that Christ is made out of. It doesn't always feel, again, as a gift to us, this human weakness of ours. But it's fascinating to me in some of these science fiction stories and movies that where the robots, the intelligent robots, long away if it's possible for them to have a longing. They long to be human. Star Trek, Terminator. And then there's that beautiful movie too, The Wings of Desire, where the angels long to be human. Here we are longing to be angels and not be disturbed by emotion and weakness. And in this beautiful movie, the angels are depicted as longing to be human. Another passage in 2 Corinthians, Paul explores, he says, "For though it was out of weakness that Christ was crucified, he is alive now with the power of God. We too are weak in him, but with regard to you, we shall live with him by the power of God." And so Christ himself, today's passage says, continually we carry about in our bodies the dying of Jesus, so that in our bodies the life of Jesus also may be revealed.